はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう東京、ヨシです。
高瀬です。
Peter here, survival phrases number 45 as always brought to you by Air Clara and the translation and interpretation specialists。Nagasaki Connection is back!
お久しぶりです。
もう待ってました。
嘘ばっかり。
Long time, Takase. No! We're really waiting for you, Takase-san.
ありがとうございます。
Where have you been?
I was on a long holiday.
Yes. Can you tell us about that holiday?
I just went back to my home in Kyushu. And, well, I didn't do anything much.
But you had a vacation.
Yes.
Which is really nice.
Yes.
And when Takase-san came back, she brought omiyage. Right, Yoshi-san?
Eh?
Oh,
I just give it to Peter.
Sorry about that, Yoshi-san. But for me, Takase-san is great. She brought back my favorite Asa. And Asa is the word for pet food, kind of. But my favorite food, which is somen. It's kind of like angel hair pasta. Very thin noodle. It is phenomenal. Takase-san, let's ask you a question. And this is directly related to what we're going to talk about today. What is Kyushu famous for?
Peter, Kyushu is too big to just pick, you know, one or two famous things.
Even Nagasaki is too big.
Really? Mm. Okay. So where did you go?
I went to my hometown in Shimabara.
Shimabara. Mm. Okay. What's famous there?
Somen.
Yes. And it is amazing. Now, just as Yoshi said, in Japan, many different places have something they're known for. And as we're talking about omiyage, usually when people bring something back, and most of the time, it's something that that place is known for. So, as we were talking about Takase-san and her visit back to Kyushu and Shimabara, she brought back somen, the famous food from that location. And this is a very typical Japanese custom. Now, when you go back home and you leave Japan, or if you're traveling inside Japan and you're buying a souvenir for somebody in another location, or buying something in another location, you could buy that famous product, that famous food from the location you're in, and then bring it back. Today's conversation focuses on how to do that. And the way we do that is first by asking, what is that location known for? What's famous there? Yoshi-san, what's the Japanese word for this?
Meibutsu.
Literally, famous thing. The famous product. The famous thing that they're known for.
This also could mean not only about the food, but like some famous festivals from the local places too. But in this case, we are going to talk about food.
Yeah, again, we try in these lessons to give you the gist of it. And if you go somewhere and you talk about meibutsu, most of the time it will get through that you're talking about food. And especially if you go into a restaurant and you go into the omiyage shop where these conversations are taking place and you talk about meibutsu, Yoshi-san, are we going to have any trouble letting the person we're speaking to know that we're interested in eating that product or buying that product that that town is known for?
No.
There it is. So what we're going to do now is give you the same conversation as last week, except for we're going to substitute one line. Now, this is really ideal for people traveling outside the big cities where people don't speak English and the products that these towns are known for are different than the big cities. Takase-san, how about your hometown? Is it a big city?
It's a small town.
So would today's conversation work well in your town?
Mm.
Okay. So what we're going to do now is give you the conversation. As always, one time fast, one time slow, and finally, with the English translation. Here we go.
いらっしゃいませ。
家族にお土産を買いたいんですが、ここの名物は何ですか？
こちらです。
いくらですか？
1500円です。
見せてください。
はい、どうぞ。
はい、これお願いします。
One more time, slowly please.
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。いらっしゃいませ。
家族にお土産を 買いたいんですが、ここの名物は何ですか？
こちらです。
いくらですか？
1500円です。
見せてください。
はい、どうぞ。
はい、これお願いします。
This time, Takase-san and Yoshi-san will give you the Japanese and I'll give you the English. Here we go.
いらっしゃいませ。
Welcome.
家族にお土産を買いたいんですが。
I want to buy a souvenir for my family.
ここの名物は何ですか?
What's the famous product here?
こちらです。
This.
いくらですか?
How much is it?
1500円です。
1500 yen.
見せてください。
Please show me.
はい、どうぞ。
Here you are.
はい、これお願いします。
This please. Okay, very straightforward.Again, last week we gave you this exact conversation. Well, not exact, right, Yoshi-san?
A little bit different.
Two things different. First thing is the line about the renowned product. Also, there's one more difference. Can you point that out?
The price?
Yeah. What we're going to do first is give you a few vocabulary words. After that, we're going to go through the new parts of the conversation. Now, if anything seems confusing about this conversation, please see last week's episode.Again, everything is broke down in detail there. Here, we want to talk about the sentence we're focusing on, about the famous product, plus some famous products in Japan. So if you haven't heard survival phrases number 44, please listen to that one. Okay, Yoshi-san, what's the first word?
名物
Famous product. Renowned product.
名物
And Takase-san, how much was it today? How much was that famous product?
1500円
1500 Break it down.
1500円
Now, the reason we put in a different number this week is we want you to get familiar. Obviously, whenever you go to the shop, it's not going to be the same price. And that's why we specifically put in the following line.
見せてください
Please show me. That way you can see it and see the price tag.Now, the price tag's not on it, and it can only be communicated verbally. Again, we can go with the phrase,
値段を書いてください。
Please write the price. And that way you can know how much it is. Okay? And if it's a cash register, they can punch it up for you. Okay? Now that we have that established, let's take a look at the new sentence. Yoshi-san.
ここの名物は何ですか?
What is this location's famous product?Is the translation. But let's take a look at the parts of the sentence and let's take a look at it literally first. Yoshi-san. First we have
ここ
here
の
Now this is possessive. So here's
名物
famous product. Here's famous product. Okay? Literally. Now we interpret that as not here, but this location, this town, this city. Here as inThe place you're at. So, here's this location's famous product. Then we have
わ
topic marker.
なんですか?
What is? This location's famous product, what is? Literally. Now, we have to interpret, put it into English. What is this location's famous product? And that's what this sentence conveys. Okay? Now, using the shop setting,When you're buying a omiyage, a souvenir, it's not necessarily a food, as Yoshi-san said. But typically in Japan, I'd say, what do you say, Yoshi-san? 9 out of 10 omiyage are some kind of edible food?
I think so.
Takase-san, what would you say?
95%.
Even higher. Now, especially for, maybe we should clarify this a bit. Maybe for a loved one, for example,Yoshi-san, if you brought your girlfriend back a piece of fruit from your vacation, how's that going to work out?
I think it should be okay as long as, you know.
Takase-san.
What if it was like, you know, you can bring back this, like a few hundred dollars worth of melon from Hokkaido and stuff too.
Ah, I could see that working.
But, you know, we're not talking about the price. Yeah.
Well, let me just... Takase-san?
I wouldn't be happy to get a piece of fruit.
Yeah. Yoshi, I wouldn't be too happy either. You know, it's so anticlimactic. You meet your girlfriend, you run back. I got you a souvenir. これお土産です。And you pull out an apple?
She might be a fruit lover, you know? Maybe she was dying for the piece of apple. But you know, isn't love all that matters?
Stop quoting Beatles songs.
Do you guys know what love is? You know, the real,
you just told her all that matters.
If there's a real love, then, you know, it all matters is your heart, not what you get for the souvenir, you know?
You know, Yoshi, it's funny. Then I have had love with all my ex-girlfriends because usually, right after I say that, that's usually it.
Oh, right, Chigusa-san?
Okay, well, okay, Yoshi has his preference, but I think the point I want to say is that it's standard to give friends and coworkers and many different people something from the place you visited. So they have these standard kind of food packages that you can cover 20 people at once, kind of the standard coworker package, acquaintance package. But then for, of course, really close people, you may want to personalize it. So we're not saying that across the board, this is how it works out. It goes case by case, but we can generalize a bit. Yoshi-san?
But, you know,
I should have asked Takase-san.
Do you remember what happened last week with the souvenir I brought to Chigusa-san?
Yep. So you should have went with the fruit.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Now, I think about this. This line, ここの名物は何ですか? Not only can we use this when shopping around for something to buy a souvenir for. Again, this only means, what is this location's famous product? And again, in this context, the person was in a souvenir shop. So, obviously, he wants a souvenir for some friends, acquaintances, maybe coworkers. Yoshi-san, what other cases can we use this phrase?
If you want to try some famous food, like in the restaurants and stuff, maybe you can ask around people walking by or in a different stores. You can ask, I'm going to lunch and what's the famous food here?
Perfect. Can you tell us how to say that?
すみません。ここの名物は何ですか?
Excuse me. What's the famous product here? What's this location's famous product? And I cannot recommend this enough. If you go somewhere, please try this expression. Get the lowdown. Find out what's the famous food there. All right, even check the internet. And even if you know beforehand, say you checked on the internet, ask them anyway. Use the Japanese. You know, it's really fun. Find out what the famous food is. And if you know already, confirm it. Then you head to the restaurant. Takase-san, how can we say, please give me this location's famous food?
ここの名物をください。
One more time.
ここの名物をください。
The first part's the same. Can you give it to us slowly, please?
ここの名物をください。
Okay, first part's the same. ここの名物。 Then we have?
を。
Object marker, followed by?
ください。
Break that down.
ください。ください。
Please. This location's famous product, please. Again, literal. This location's famous food, please, because you're in the restaurant. Again, interpreted by context of the sentence, location, where the conversation's taking place, all these factor in to the meaning of the expression. So we cannot recommend it enough. In fact, we encourage it. So Yoshi-san, now that you're armed with these expressions, shouldn't you go to the countryside looking for meibutsu?
Is that the reason you go to the countryside?
Yes.
No.
Yoshi.
That's a bad idea.
Sasuga.
Yeah.
Well, if you like off the beaten path, if you like those kind of vacations, these expressions will come in really handy. Wherever you go, ここの名物は何ですか? Just keep asking, because Japan has a tremendous amount, and we did some research. In the bonus track, we'll talk a bit more about some of the famous products in Japan. We wanted to do it inside today's lesson, but we just ran out of time. So stop by JapanesePod101.com. Okay, that's going to do for today.
またね。
また明日。